Welcome to The Point. I'm Amy Vince. Mindy Todd is away. Later in the hour, we discuss We the People, a juried show at the Cape Cod Museum of Art, and an upcoming choral performance to benefit Habitat for Humanity. But first, we welcome Jane Healy to the program. She's the author of the new historical novel, The Beantown Girls. Jane Healy, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your new novel takes place in the fall of 1944, 5 years into World War II, and it follows the story of three American women who volunteer to serve on the Red Cross Clubmobiles. I'd never heard of the Red Cross Clubmobiles until I read the book. Tell us more about them.
So I find it amazing because so many people come up to me after they've heard about the book or read the book and say, I'd never heard of the Red Cross Clubmobile Girls. The Red Cross Clubmobile Girl program, I'll start with that, was started by the Red Cross as a way to boost morale for the troops. So the military, at the especially towards the middle end of the war, morale was a huge issue. And the military went to the Red Cross and said, this is wonderful that you have these clubs in these major cities all through the different theaters of operation, but you don't have enough going on in the field for the troops. What can you do for us? So they came up with this idea of Red Cross clubs on wheels that were staffed by three women, three American women, and they served coffee and donuts and cigarettes. Of course, this was the 40s, candy, played music, and they were some of the only women who were allowed at or up to the front lines of the war. They had more access to the front lines than war correspondents. And so I heard about them. I saw a picture actually on Pinterest, and that kind of piqued my interest. And I went back to the Schlesinger Library at Harvard, where I had worked on my first novel there, and it's a great resource for American women's history. And it turned out they had 13 boxes of diaries and letters. And they had a uniform, they had ration cards, pictures, and it was a treasure trove of research. And that was a real basis for my story.
What was the most surprising thing you discovered in that treasure trove of information about the Clubmobiles?
I think the most surprising thing was, well, first of all, that they had incredible stories to tell about being at the front lines of the war, and that these stories had never been told. And some of them were stuck behind enemy lines during the Battle of the Bulge. Some of them received Bronze Stars for their bravery. And the more I read, the more I thought, I can't even believe that history has kind of left these stories and these women behind.
And in the book, you talk about Life magazine coming to profile and take photographs. Is that true? Were there Life magazine articles about the Clubmobiles?
They were featured in Life magazine in February of 1944, and they were never on the cover, but they were featured in Life magazine. Life magazine did a spread on, I think that it was some of the Clubmobile girls actually in the UK at the time, did a huge spread and story about these women.
Were any of the characters or bits of the novel based on your, actual events that you discovered in your research?
You know, I was talking to my husband about this the other day. The majority of the book is based directly on my research and the stories that these women told themselves. And actually, at the end of the book, I have some research notes about what's fact and what's fiction. But even the major things that in terms of fact versus fiction that I include in my research notes, beyond that, there are tons of vignettes in the story that are based on the true stories that these women told. There was one story that really moved me about when some of the Clubmobile girls first landed in Normandy, and a young soldier was so excited to see real live American girls and invited them on his Jeep for a tour. So they were touring the area, and they came across, the makeshift graveyard of the American soldiers, and they went through all the white wooden crosses, and the soldier that was giving them the tour noticed that the French villagers nearby had left a rose on every grave, and he had up until that point been very bubbly, kind of the tour guide, and he kept repeating, a rose on every grave, a rose on every grave, and he just lost it, emotionally. He fell apart, and that was so moving to me. I think he felt comfortable enough, being with Americans and American women to finally show his feelings about, that he had bottled up since he had been in Normandy.
The prerequisites to becoming a Clubmobile girl included looks and charm, and those were hardly the skills to get you far in a war zone. One of the plot lines in your book includes Captain Peter Moretti, who isn't supportive of the Clubmobiles and women in a war zone. Tell us more about him and what was behind his disapproval.
His disapproval in the beginning was, you know, just this is just more people I have to protect who can't protect themselves. The Clubmobiles weren't armed, and actually their Clubmobile trucks didn't even have the Red Cross on the top of the truck where, you know, enemy planes could distinguish whether it was a Red Cross truck or not. So his feeling, and I think the feelings of some of the other officers in my research, they've just felt like this is just another job for us, and we don't have the time or energy to devote to protecting these women along with everyone else we have to protect and train and teach how to fight. So I think what I found is there was that attitude, but then as they got to know these women and saw the benefits of having these women around and saw that it truly did boost morale, and these women became like big sisters or social workers for a lot of these young soldiers, they came around in the end, many of the officers. I'm not saying all of them did, but some of them did.
And also, once you witness their compassion and also the work ethic, I mean, that this was incredibly hard work.
Incredibly hard.
That they were having to do and living in a war zone.
Yes.
And so I think when you start seeing people who can live up to that and perform, you have a newfound respect.
I think that's absolutely true. And I think, you know, and that was one thing in reading the research letters and diaries, a couple of the women would say things like, you know, they didn't trust us at first. They didn't really believe in our reason for being there. But they, once they saw how hard we worked and how we were not afraid to work right alongside with them and be there for them, they earned their respect and their trust.
The women in your story end up on the front lines of war. It's brutal and it's heartbreaking. One of the minor characters actually dies in a bombing raid. Did the real Clubmobiles operate in those battle zones? And do we know if any of the women died while serving?
They did operate in the battle zones. I focus on the Battle of the Bulge because I had a ton of research, different perspectives of different Clubmobile girls who were in that war. And that was a battle that kind of caught the troops and the Red Cross by surprise. It was supposed to be a quiet area, and that's why there were so many Red Cross women there. It was supposed to be a quiet area, and then all of a sudden they were under attack from all sides, and there was confusion, and they were stuck behind enemy lines. In terms of the deaths there, I did some research on that, and through the course of the war, 52 Red Cross women died. Of those Red Cross women, 13 were Clubmobile girls.
Wow. In times of war, life is precarious and it's uncertain. And there's a scene in the book that begins with a Clubmobile women talking with soldiers and talking with them and having coffee. And then a moment later, one of the soldiers is killed from a mine. How does this uncertainty and unpredictability of life shape your characters through the arc of the novel?
I think that was a really important theme of the story. I think that when they first get to London for training, these Clubmobile girls are happy to serve their country, but a little naive about what it would be like to be in this what they called the bubble of war. A lot of the women referred it to as like living in the bubble. And over time, they realized that you really did have to sort of embrace those spontaneous moments of joy and few moments that they could relax and have fun. They really lived for those moments. And so did the soldiers. A lot of them just, you know, they knew that life at war was so dangerous and unpredictable that they had to kind of hold on to the brief moments of time when they had some respite and they had some joy.
There's another scene from the book when the Clubmobile women find themselves face to face with the German soldiers. Tell us about that interaction, why you chose to portray the Germans not as an enemy.
I think I wanted to show the humanity of both sides, the fact that, you know, these nations were fighting, but at the end of the day, these were just people on both sides of the war. And that moment in the story was based on a true story where the Battle of the Bulge, these German soldiers run into these American soldiers in this little house, and both sides decide to just be at peace for one evening, because, in the, like I said, the humanity of of war and the fact that these were just people who were caught up in these horrible times, and that's why they ended up fighting against each other when at any other time in history they might have been friends.
This is your second novel focusing on women at different points in American history. Do you have ideas floating around for your next?
That's a great question. I do. My agent keeps asking me about them. I do. I'm working on research for another lesser known story of women in American history during wartime. And I'm a little superstitious, so that's all I'll say. But it's coming along.
The book is The Beantown Girls. We'll have a link with more information, including author Jane Healy's upcoming book talks at our website, capeandislands.org. Jane Healy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Coming up after a break, we discuss a new juried show at the Cape Cod Museum of Art around the theme, We the People.